Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. John Patrick Shanley is a Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award-winning playwright, Oscar-winning screenwriter, and theater and film director. His works include, but are not limited to, Moonstruck, Joe vs. the Volcano, Welcome to the Moon, Savage in Limbo, Outside Mullingar, Doubt, a Parable, for stage, the title shortened to Doubt when it was adapted to film. His new play, The Danish Widow, opens tonight in the Hallie Flanagan Davis Powerhouse Theater on the Vassar College campus in Poughkeepsie, New York. It's the third main stage show of the New York Stage and Film summer season. In the play, a mystery unfolds against an international backdrop as a female insurance investigator finds herself battling wits with a formidable Danish widow. The stellar cast includes Kira Sedgwick, Craig Bierko, Matt McGrath, and Annika Boris. John Patrick Shanley joins us now to tell us more. Mr. Shanley, welcome to the Roundtable.
It's nice to be here.
How long have you been working on this story?
Well, I wrote the first draft of this play around the new year. And then I've been working on it ever since in several drafts.
That's not too long.
No, I tend to write plays in a fairly short period of time. One time it took me 5 years to write a play. Another time it took me about 7 years. But other than those two, usually it takes about 4 weeks. And then some rewriting, and then a lot of rewriting and rehearsal, and then up we go.
Do you have a lot of ideas that you don't follow all the way through to a play, or do you have an idea and then you write it in the 4 weeks?
I have a lot of ideas that I recognize are not full-length plays, and then there are things that I may not know how to do, but I know that I will do, that are full-length plays or screenplays.
And how does something identify itself to you as a stage play versus a screenplay?
A stage play is a tremendous amount of pressure inside to express yourself, that there's a lot you have to say rather than simply show or something, and that tends to be a play. And a film is like a series of images linked together, that this leads to this leads to this. Sort of, I see like a series of rectangles in my head, maybe 30 of them, and I go like, well, that's a film.
And when did you first develop that? What sounds like a specialized skill to see the rectangles?
Yeah, well, you know, with the play, you're basically seeing a single rectangle and you're changing the scenes in within that rectangle. Then when I started to think about writing, I started as a playwright and did that for quite a while, and so I conceived of things more and more deeply in that way, within some kind of proscenium. And then when I started to think about film, I lost interest in dialogue. Dialogue really came second, and the images came first. And so I would sort of accrue a bunch of images, and then gradually that would become a screenplay.
You often, though not always, direct your work to screenplays and plays. When do you know that that's what you want to do with the project, that you want to be the one at the helm directing the show to?
There's a lot of very practical considerations that go into whether or not I'm directing a film or a play. One is if I'm available. For instance, when I did Doubt as a play, I couldn't direct it because I was also doing two other plays at the same time. So I was traveling among those three productions and couldn't direct any of them. And then when it came time to do the film, I was very much available, and Scott Rudin was graciously enough, wanted me to direct the movie, so I jumped on that.
What are you exploring in The Danish Widow that you haven't touched on before? What is this show doing? What does this script have that you've wanted to work on maybe but haven't put in anything before now?
Well, this is a cogent question, because the way that I come to write a play a lot of the time is I sort of look around at the theater scene and I say, what isn't anybody doing? And this particular time, when I thought about it, I thought, you know, the whole territory covered by Alfred Hitchcock is kind of nowhere in theater at this time. And I would like to kind of go into that territory and find a blonde and write a show about her. And where can you find more blondes than Denmark?
And then do you rewatch a bunch of Hitchcock to get ready to write it, or no?
I did watch a decent amount of Hitchcock, and then also I talked to some friends of mine who are Danish, because I also was when I looked around the theater scene, I thought everybody on stage is either English, American, or Irish. And what about all the other peoples of the world? And certainly in many Western European countries, there are a lot of people who are deeply fluent in English, and I'd like to see some more of those on stage. So that took me to Denmark as well.
Did you know much about Denmark before you started working on this?
I did. I'd had a lot of conversations with this Danish woman, a friend of mine, and I kept noticing our cultural differences, the things that I was repressed about, or the things that she was repressed about, which were quite different things. We Americans, we tend to sort of blab it all out, you know, and say, you know, so where do you work, and are you married, and all that, and there's a certain reticence among the Danes of like, well, I'm not sure that I need to tell you that. I don't know you that well. And that clash or difference between the American sensibility and specifically the Northern European sensibility, I thought might be really kind of great to explore and apply.
And has it been? Has it proven so to your mind so far?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, there's a character in this play. The character of the Danish widow is certainly not one I've ever written before. And I'm not sure that I've particularly seen her lately on any stage. So it's kind of a great character to put up there.
This isn't the first time you've come to New York Stage and Film and Powerhouse in the summer with a show. What does the experience that you get here give you that appeals to you, that keeps you coming back?
Well, the Powerhouse in particular is a place where I've had some really great and seminal experiences for me in putting on plays, beginning with their very first season 30 years ago with Savage and Limbo. And I'm going to venture to bet that there'll be more than one person in the audience who saw that first show 30 years ago and who will be here for this show. That alone is kind of a thrill. Life changes so quickly. It's kind of great to come somewhere where certain things remain the same. The beauty of the trees at Vassar and the buildings and the vibration of the place is a comforting return to thing. And the thing that's changed, of course, is me, that over the years I keep coming here and bringing a different package each time of where I am now and putting up against something that has a certain feeling of eternalness about it. And that counterpoint is a very nice way to explore.
You had a show on Broadway earlier this year, Outside Mullingar, produced by Manhattan Theatre Club. That was rehearsing and opening as you were writing this. How do you keep the project straight in your mind?
Well, Outside Mullingar is takes place amongst the Irish and is, you know, just an incredibly different culture than the Danish culture. And it is a play that's headed straight towards the light in its trajectory. The Danish widow is headed into a darker and darker place in terms of like figuring out what's going on. It's a mystery. And, of course, the mystery will be solved and light will break at play's end. But the journey there is through more and more difficulty.
While you're writing a mystery, while you're finding the points, fighting the shadows, and then finding the point that the light will break, how do you feel out that balance and when do you know that you have it?
Well, writing a play or acting in a play is like music, and it has different movements, and so this play does that as well. It's got a lot of comedy. Kira Sedgwick is playing the lead role of the investigator, and she is, this is the first time I've worked with her, and she's an extraordinary actress. It's just kind of incredibly great to watch her go all day long, day after day, so courageously willing to do just about anything that I ask her and anything she can think of. And she's opposite this wonderful actor, Craig Bierko, who, he was the guy who did that wonderful revival of The Music Man back when. He turns out to be somebody who she should probably do a show that runs for 10 years with, because they were sort of born to be on stage together. And to have this passionate, inquiring soul that Kira is, go after a much more opaque and withholding person like the Danish widow is, who's played by Anna Kaboros, it's kind of a joy to behold. She wants to get to the bottom of that widow, and it ain't easy.
Did Ms. Sedgwick and Mr. Bierko have to audition together? Did you see that chemistry in an audition process, or did it show up in rehearsals?
Oh, yes, there was no auditions. I mean, I've admired Craig's work for years, and Kira's as well. And, you know, you're just fortunate when you can get people like that. You just offer them the parts and hope they'll accept. Annika, I saw her reel and actually cast her from that. She hasn't made me sorry. She's really turned out to be terrific.
Matt McGrath is also in the show. How did you find him?
Yeah, you know, I've known Matt from here. I first met Matt here, I'm going to guess, like 20 years ago, 25 years ago. But this is the first time we've actually worked together. I saw him do Hedwig in The Angry Inch in New York, and he was spectacular. And I knew that he was a fabulous talent right then. And so it was great to snag him up for this sort of great character turn that he does midway through the play.
Mr. Shanley, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to join me today, and it's been a real honor to speak with you.
Oh, my pleasure to be here, truly.
John Patrick Shanley's new play, The Danish Widow, runs tonight through July 27th as part of the New York Stage and Film and Vassar College Powerhouse Theater season. For more information, visit powerhouse.vassar.edu. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.